Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Student Accountant podcast series. I'm here today with a special guest, which is Chris Argent, who is the founder of Generation CFO. Hello, Chris.
Hello, and very good to be here.
Great. So just for our listeners who aren't familiar with Generation CFO, do you want to tell us a little bit about what it is and who's part of it?
Yeah, Generation CFO, I suppose, is two things. Firstly, it's a website which has a ton of free content on there around digital transformation and the sort of big trends that are hitting accounting and finance from a technology point of view. And the second part of it is it's a community. So it's a group of people who have come together online and offline. We've obviously slightly restricted on that front at the moment, but we have 70,000 people on a LinkedIn group, and we have a lot of those people on our website as well, on our forums. So yeah, it's a very lively place to learn a bit more about the tech changes in our industry.
So I'm curious to hear about some of those trends, but first of all, so who can join? Is it open to anyone to join? Is it free? Do you have to be a subscribing member?
Yeah, it's free to everybody. You know, I want it to be inclusive. I've always encouraged the debate around the change in the profession, and it's needed. You know, it shouldn't be done behind closed doors. You know, people, I think, are concerned about sort of public conversations about their companies. But actually, this is more about, you know, the processes and the capability, and you know, there's nothing sort of confidential to sort of protect. So all the conversations open, and it's a learning environment, which I think most organizations are going to turn into. And that sort of continuous learning can happen through our platform, and everyone is free to sign up. Yeah.
It's quite interesting because it's a mixture of content, isn't it? It's not just technical articles and advice. I saw there's an article also about mental health and how to approach that within your organization.
Yeah, we tried to sort of, we talk about the core subjects like, you know, data literacy and data visualization and data, you know, anything data, basically. But we also, you know, we live in the real world. This isn't just about pushing technology. You know, we understand that COVID's hit and changed the way that we work. Mental health is an issue. You know, working remotely is also a challenge. So we've got trending themes on the website as well that we talk to, and we partner up with people to make sure that we can inform the community at the same time. But obviously we have a core subject around digital transformation, but you know, there's no point us shouting about that if we don't sort of understand where people are at in their career.
And how did you get here? I mean, what led you to create this forum? What's your background?
It's a funny one. I didn't realize I was ever going to be here today. So if someone said to me, you know, like, how did you set it up? I would say, you know, it was 10 years of a journey. That journey started when I was a CFO and I was a bit frustrated with how the company was operating. And I, the previous company that I'd been involved with, also poor process, sort of, you know, low tech, low data environment. But you could see the writing on the wall. You could see that we needed to get better at all this stuff. And I wasn't particularly tech savvy. I wasn't, you know, a technologist or you know, a gadget man, geek man. You know, I was just happy to sort of improve the work that I was doing. So started working in finance transformation. Fortunately, in some big companies who were investing in that, and Amazon and John Lewis and Vodafone, and that really showed me the light that there was, the technology was there, you know, if only we knew about it and could start using it. So I set up Gen CFO, first of all, as a LinkedIn group, 11 years this month. And like I said, it grew and grew and grew to the 70 odd thousand it is now, basically as people have understood that digital opportunity and how it's so important to get your head around data and report on the right things within your company. So yeah, no great business plan behind it. A bit of an innovation journey, and that's kind of what we talk about. So is quite nice in a way to have gone on that journey because I can talk to it.
Well, that's quite an inspiring in itself, isn't it? A lot of the people I talk to, you know, sometimes people have a plan, but also it's about being adaptable and open to what happens outside and then going with that.
Yeah, I would, some people would call it test and learn. And if they wanted to put a positive spin on it, a formal spin on it, I would call it bouncing down the corridor in vaguely the right direction. You know, a lot of people, I think, are quite fixed on their career plan and, you know, their approach, especially in accounting and finance, where, you know, it's been quite a traditional ladder for a long time. But I think you can go a lot further faster if you have that kind of, you know, agile innovation mindset. You know, just see where your career will go based on your skills and your talent and what you're good at. Because you can sort of do a role for longer than you really should, just because you think it's the right thing to do. But if you follow your interests and your strengths, and try and cover some of the weaknesses, then you'll have a much better outcome. Took me a long time to work that out, but you know, like you say, the proof's in the pudding. Generation CFO Now is a massive success after, you know, that 10-year bouncing down the corridor.
Well, yeah, and I think if there's one thing that coronavirus is teaching us is that you can have plans, but then things happen and the plans are out the window and actually you have to just bounce around the corridor.
Yeah, you have to, you know, you have to be adaptive. You know, there's so many words around sort of agility and adaptability and sort of trying to innovate. You know, it's a lot of the time people overthink it and you get into that sort of analysis paralysis. You know, if we all sat down and tried to work out the pros and cons of Zoom in March, rather than just buying the license and getting on with it, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today. And obviously Zoom's done very well with it, you know, growing sort of 30-40% or whatever it is, fold. But it's, yeah, you know, sometimes you can overthink these things. So that more sort of agile, adaptable approach is the right one. But it is actually, you know, it's worth saying it's quite alien to us as finance and accounting people, because we live in an environment that's very controlled, ordered. You know, we're interdependent on a lot of moving parts. So it's not natural to us, but it doesn't mean we can't do it. We just need to sort of go into it eyes wide open.
So what are the main trends, would you say, at the moment in the digital finance world? What are the things that are coming up a lot?
Yeah, in terms of sort of technology, I would say there's this sort of broad theme around getting our heads around remote working. You know, that is not core to what Gen CFO was talking about, obviously, 6 months ago. But as a trend, you know, remote working, collaboration tools like, you know, Teams and Slack, and getting our heads and, you know, the project software like Monday or Asana, you know, all of those tools are going to be really helpful to people, but everyone's on a very steep learning curve. So, you know, understanding how to work remotely in terms of technology is one thing. And from a leadership point of view, how do I keep my team motivated when I don't see them? I don't have the same level of interaction. You know, if you're a people manager, those sort of softer signs of your team, you know, team's dynamic, you sort of miss. So there's a lot of work in that area. But in terms of sort of tech, I would say, you know, the understanding the collaboration tools and how you can operate as a team. And then there are sort of three main areas, or automation. So people are still sort of, you know, I think come at it from quite a negative place. They sort of see automation as, you know, taking their jobs, but actually automation can improve your jobs because, you know, it'll do things for you. You know, potentially bots can do things for you that you shouldn't necessarily be doing because they're quite low value tasks. Use of data in terms of reporting and analytics, and, you know, understanding, you know, how you can take your reporting to the next level in a business. That's the sort of second trend. And the third one is just, I would say, generally around use of apps and Gen Z coming into the market, and maybe a lot of your listeners who understand technology far more than maybe the leadership in your teams. So, you know, I don't like to talk about a generational gap, because I think we all get tech. But, you know, the Gen Z are a trend as well, that are pushing for change, because they don't like these old tools and, you know, that poor user experiences. They want, you know, good apps that you can put on a mobile phone and get on with it. And why not?
So, considering a lot of our students are going to be in that position, what steps would you be advising students to take if they're kind of thinking about embarking on a role as a CFO, or that's the kind of aspiration? What are the early steps you need to be taking, or what things should you be focusing on?
So I think the future of the CFO is sort of two things in general. I think the first one is a business partner, a strategic business partner. So you've got to really understand the business. You've got to understand, you know, how to communicate. You've got to be one foot firmly in the business as well as one foot firmly in finance. And what you're doing today, you're learning the technical side of life, but you know, the development part would be definitely understanding the business and taking all of that sort of context and acumen in, so you can talk to it whenever you have a conversation internally. The second part is around the technology, because it's, you know, there's no doubt about it. Technology is improving. It's going to, you know, increase at a rate of knots. I don't think anyone's going to be made redundant by AI or the automation side of life, but I do think we will be using more of it, which will mean a different skill set, potentially a different sort of group of high performers in finance who are more tech savvy. So my steer there would be just, you know, have a curious mindset towards technology. You know, don't see it as the enemy or something to be worried about. And I don't think, you know, younger people do. I think they've grown up with it. So just be curious and understand the art of the possible and, you know, what's relevant to accounting and finance directly. And sort of try to go past the big headlines around, you know, AI is taking over, or you need to use big data analytics. You know, just go a bit further than that.
It's interesting what you said about softer skills, because in some ways, digital CFO, it does sound quite remote. But then, like you said, with that gap, there's even more importance on connection, which we see in general life, you know, that evering online and interacting through Facebook and Twitter and all these kind of media means that people are less connected in some sense. So there's a kind of a gap to bridge.
Yeah, I think being a digital CFO is kind of, you know, it's a positive thing. It's certainly not a negative thing. And it's a bit like saying, you know, in the past, I used to come to the business with lots of problems. You know, you're not spending the right amount of money. You're not sort of hitting these growth numbers. And that's where the conversation would end. Now, what we're saying is, you know, we want to give you a bit more insight by using data, using technology. We want to help you using technology to improve your business performance. So you're coming, you know, a digital CFO to me, or a CFO that understands technology and potential solutions, is someone who comes with solutions as well as problems. And that's kind of the business partnering trend, where, you know, you want to be a co-pilot, a right-hand man to the business. And, you know, the people who are doing that are going from CFO to CEO. So it's definitely the right journey to go on in terms of value, because there's no way that a CFO would be promoted to CEO if they weren't, you know, adding value. So I see it it's certainly not remote. It's actually just offering more in terms of a sort of conversation and business partner.
And you've recently signed a MOU with ACCA, right?
So yes.
You're going to be
really exciting.
Helping us with digital transformation thought leadership. Can you tell us a bit about what shape that's going to take?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the ACCA has done some great work. Their insights team's done some great work on digital transformation in accounting and finance and, you know, transformation in general, and highlighting all the trends that we're talking about. The next step really is how to operationalize that. So to sort of not just talk at it very broadly, to actually take it to the next level. And yeah, really privileged really for the ACCA to sort of, you know, select Generation CFO and say, we would like you to provide content at that level, by talking to CFOs about their digital journeys, you know, and sending, you know, those positive messages out to students and members. So it's a real privilege for us, and it's a good balance because the ACCA is sort of doing, you know, very sort of good research-based reporting, and we hope to complement that with, you know, more sort of real life experiences with finance teams.
Can I ask you about diversity in the finance profession? I'm curious, like, which groups are underrepresented and what is, if anything, is Generation CFO interested in, like, improving the diversity?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that's really important to me personally as the sort of founder, and it's something that I encourage in the group. You know, we don't lead with it, but we are very keen to encourage diversity within the community. There's definitely a sort of, you know, white male sort of lean in finance in general, and also in technology. Mm. And we try to balance that up. And we've had some fantastic conversations recently with, you know, sort of BAME leaders, because, you know, we want to sort of, you know, highlight them, and also with the Black Lives Matter movement as well, just to sort of, you know, show that they are there and maybe underrepresented. Mm. So you know, we don't take a particular stance on it. They just happen to be members of our community, and they do talk on the panels. And when we've had live panels, we've always tried to balance the panel, you know, 50% male and 50% female, and to have a real mix of people in there. So yeah, we're walking the talk there, although it is difficult, because anyone who organises an event or a conference will tell you availability can be difficult. So, you know, you have to sort of go with people who are available. And when the majority of them are, you know, white and male, you can end up with that. But we certainly try to balance it.
So any other kind of advice you might have for students starting out on their career, or any final tips you want to
You know, from a technical point of view, you've probably got a lot of other people covering that, and they will have their sort of, you know, learning providers offer a huge amount of support there, which is fantastic. I would say from a next steps point of view, maybe post qualification or as their sort of jobs, you know, introduce them to technology, I would say try to lead it. I think, you know, gone are the days, particularly in digital transformation, where, you know, it's a top-down approach. You know, the CFO would decide we want to do a data project, and that gets handed to a senior manager who's high potentials, you know, maybe given that project. I think now what you want to do is you want to find people who are really interested in the subject, who potentially have the skills, rather than people who are having to learn those skills. So I would say, you know, sort of try to work as a team of people rather than a hierarchy when it comes to digital transformation, and get involved. And if you want to lead that project, then suggest you do and ask for the support. Because as I said, I think the, you know, Gen Z and digital natives sort of get the need for this change more than maybe the leadership do.
Great. Well, listen, Chris, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. And to everyone else, the website is generationcfo.com. So go down there, check it out, listen to the podcast, watch the videos, and enjoy the content and get involved.
Thanks very much. It's been great talking to you today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.